Back to the conversation now on the Steve Gruber Show, and I'm so glad to have you along for it. We work very hard here, of course, to keep you up to date on everything, and we spend time at least once a week talking about your good health, often more than that, but we spend time with our friends from Sparrow to talk about the things that can make you healthier, happier, and live longer, more productive lives. It's important to us, and today we are fortunate enough to have Tim Davis here. Tim is the director of the Sparrow Behavioral Health. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
I think behavioral health is something that sometimes gets overlooked, unfortunately, and it should be given more attention, certainly in some cases than in others. This is also the time of year when, you know, the sun goes away in November, and it returns in like March or April for the most part. And, you know, it gets a little bit gray, a little bit gloomy, a little bit closed in. Plus, you have the holidays thrown in, and people have some challenges with depression and other issues and seasonal depressional issues. Tell me about that, Tim. Good to have you here. Tell me about some of the things that you see in behavioral health.
Well, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, SAD, is a reality, especially here in the Michigan area, as gray as it can be, as well as cold as it is. So folks are shut in more. They don't have the opportunities to do the social things that they usually like to do. Many of the activities, especially exercise-wise, golf comes to mind, at least for me personally, you just can't do as much as you want to or when you want to as we can during the summer months. That coupled with the fact that we just simply don't have that nice bright sunshine to be able to work, to help us feel better. And then the fact that it's dark earlier, all of these things lead to folks feeling less like they have the ability maybe to be happy, or they start to begin feeling depressed, and which kind of snowballs on itself and creates this perpetual sense of feeling down and not being able to crawl out of that particular hole.
Right, and I appreciate that. You know, I like to see the sunshine as much as everybody, which is why everybody's so happy to go to Florida or wherever they might go when they get a midwinter break. But I want to ask you a little bit about this, because my questions focus on, once somebody starts to feel down, they've got seasonal affective disorder, SAD, like you said, is the acronym for that, and then real clinical depression can creep up on people. And what I have seen happen to people is that then they try to take care of it themselves. They self-medicate, which leads them down a road of potential substance abuse. The problems that can dovetail onto this are serious, aren't they?
They are. They are. And you know, substances are an easy turn to, because we're acculturated to, well, if you take something, you're going to feel better. Unfortunately, I think, as you're alluding to, when you're depressed or you're feeling depression, if it is indeed a clinical depression that may need something greater like a medication or even therapeutic services, using those substances can actually increase and speed up the effect of the depression. So, you know, to talk about what you first said, and that is kind of some of the things you can do, there are things that can be done a person can do without substances that also don't necessarily need a physician or a therapist. I mean, what I tell our patients, as well as the folks that I see, is, you know, be social, get out there, be around people, don't shut yourself in. There are lots of opportunities for winter social activities, even if it's walking through a mall or picking up a new sport, maybe like bowling, where there's lots of noise and activity. If you can afford it and you have the opportunity, make travel plans. Change your scenery. It doesn't necessarily have to be to a sunny place like Florida or Aruba or something exotic, but definitely a change in scenery can break a routine and help a person actually feel better. Of course, we do have sunny days, and we were lucky to have one not long ago, so soak it up when you can. Take advantage of it. If you can, take a day off and just be out in it and make sure you're enjoying it when you can. Let the light in your house is another good one. So many people have these dark homes, and I say open the windows, open it up. Let that light come in.
Sure.
And of course, exercise anytime you can. It doesn't have to be high impact. You don't have to be a weightlifter, but get up, move around. Don't let the winter shut you in and make you become sedentary.
I agree with everything you said there. How about exercising in Florida and Aruba? I'm just bringing these two concepts together for a moment.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, there you go. Tim Davis is the director of the Sparrow Behavioral Health Unit there. What kind of services does Sparrow offer to address these issues? If it's more serious, it's not just opening the window, it's not just going to the gym or trying bowling or whatever to get out and, you know, kind of shake it up and interact with people. If it's more serious than that, Tim, what services are out there?
Great question. We offer mostly inpatient psychiatric services, but I don't want that to scare folks. We have a behavioral health intake unit that can be reached at 517-364-3490, where we have trained social workers that can assist people with connecting with all community resources within the greater Lansing area. So if you just need somebody to talk to, or if you need a therapist, or if you need to see a psychiatrist, or you truly are experiencing a behavioral health crisis and need inpatient units, we can help you with any of those connections to make sure that your concerns are being addressed.
Very, very extremely important. And the thing that I find about Sparrow, and I've never dealt with your behavioral health unit, but in other parts of the hospital, and I'm going to guess it's true, but you tell me, when you come to Sparrow, it's not like you get one person and they deal with it. You get a family. A team of professionals that basically surround you and try to help you deal with whatever your issue is, whether it's health or mental or whatever. Am I right or wrong?
You know, I've got a big smile on my face when you say that, because that truly is what we strive to accomplish. One of the things that is really unique about this particular hospital is that we have behavioral health integrated throughout the continuum, because we recognize that mind, body, spirit is truly part of the equation of any person healing for any reason. So, yes, we try to surround anybody that's here with Sparrow with all of the services that they might need and make it as seamless as possible so that when they leave, they're as healthy as they possibly can be.
Yeah, and with all the professionals and with all the modern advancements, because whether it's medicine or mental health, the advancements in treatment for people over the last, just in my lifetime, is phenomenal. Tim Davis, the director of the Sparrow Behavioral Health Unit. If people want to find out more, if they say, listen, you know, me, somebody I know, somebody I care about, whoever it may be in their life, and they want to find out more, what do you recommend?
Give us a call at that 517-364-3490. We can let you know, answer any of your questions, let you know any services that are available, and steer you in the direction that can help you. I also want to just quickly say, this is not just for individuals listening. If you see somebody in your family, friends, that also seem to be struggling and they maybe don't want to reach out, please work with them to reach out and let them know that there is help out there at any level they might.
517-364-3490. Tim Davis, the director of Sparrow's Behavioral Health, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you as well.